This podcast is brought to you by Mitsubishi Fuso. You can rely on us. Thursday, August 7, 2008. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Shannon O'Donnell. Making headlines today. On Wednesday, Ernst & Young Ethiopia managing partner Zamedina Nagatu said at the Africa Investor Summit that the aggregate of the combined economies of the 53 countries in Africa collectively represented the fifth largest economy in the world. Nagatu added that the combined GDP of the remaining countries collectively still represented the 10th largest economy in the world. He said that the challenge is to ensure that Africa obtains its fair share of positive global comment, as well as seeking ways of increasing growth through stock market listings.
We actually, all the 53 member countries of the African Union in aggregate, their economies combined on a PPP basis will rank the fifth largest in the world.
Economists said on Wednesday that the national stay-away, organized by the Congress of South Africa Trade Unions, was likely to aggravate the slowdown in the economy. It would also have no real financial benefit for those that participated in the strike action. Bernard Jacob Mellitz economist Elna Mulman said that South Africa's economic growth had already been slowing down in response to tighter monetary policy. She said that the strike would make matters worse. Tens of thousands of COTATU members supported the Trade Union Federation's call for a one-day national strike. This was against rising food and energy prices. The protest action paralyzed businesses across the country, hitting the manufacturing and mining industries particularly hard. Diversified mining giant Xstrata has signed a binding heads of agreement with minerals resources company Genora Resources and its platinum mining subsidiary Nkwe Platinum. This will grant Xstrata the option to acquire a maximum of 50% interest in five platinum group metal properties on the eastern limb of the Bushveld complex. Nkwe non-executive director Nolile Nkulu said that the group found it necessary to engage with a strategic partner with the financial capacity and technical expertise to further enhance its projects. Xstrata Alloys chief financial officer Mark Moffat added that this represented an exciting opportunity given the miner's stated objective of becoming a significant player in the PGMs market. Nolile Nkulu.
Xstrata will be taking a maximum participation interest of 50% in an envisaged unincorporated joint venture.
Also making headlines, Afrimat wins a 90 million rand contract to supply aggregates for the Medupi construction. Alec Irwin insists that penalties will be paid if offset obligations are not met. Transnet awards security contracts worth 27 million rand to Jasco. Merafe's 40 megawatt cogeneration plant is to be operational by the end of 2009. Xstrata announces a $121 million expansion at a Canada copper mine. And Intrepid Mines awards an engineering contract to a local firm for its new Argentina mine. In political news, Zimbabwe's ZANU-PF and the MDC call for an end to the violence. The African Union condemns the coup in Mauritania. Zimbabwe security chiefs meet South African mediators, and France says Rwanda's genocide charges are unacceptable. That's a roundup of news making headlines today. For more on these and other stories, visit engineeringnews.co.za, miningweekly.com, and polity.org.za.